Good evening, everybody. It's 6:03 p.m. This is a meeting of the 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee of the City of Derby. It's Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. We'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so I'll note for the record who was here from the committee: Randy Ritter, Amy Petanici, Michelle Linane, Melanie O'Connell Anderson, Margaret McDomino, Marianne Smirtuk, Suzanne Riley, got it right this time, Mark Anthony Izzo, and also is here Cindy Serena and Thomas Linetti. So that's our roll call. All right, we'll count them in too. So we'll have the public portion. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Sarah, the record should reflect that Sarah Wadomski is also here. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? The record should reflect there's nobody on Zoom from the public. So we will close the public portion, if there's no objection, and move on to our item number five. As you could see, for the purpose of just archive, those are the events that we did before on item number five. Moving down to letter O, the events since our last meeting. Brief recap: the 350th summer concert series started last Tuesday on August 5th. Tony Susi was played on the green, and it continues. Everybody has a copy of the schedule with you tonight. It's every Tuesday till September 2nd, and then on Fridays till October 3rd. So hopefully we'll see you there, and it's a beautiful night, so hopefully this meeting gets out before the concert's over. If not, I'll really have to jump off the Derby Shelton Bridge. I'll get you out before bedtime, maybe. Don't worry. All right, so upcoming events. We'll go down the list, and our next one is, for this month, is the 1955 flood presentation, Derby Public Library. So, Marianne, if you want to just give an update on that, please.
Sure. So we are currently getting ready for the flood presentation. We will have a reception at 2 p.m. The pictures, for those of the board here and the committee, I should say, and the public who cannot make that date, the photos are already up. So we will do a small presentation. Our local history coordinator, Christine Boulay, will be giving a small presentation. Also, in conjunction, we will be sharing some of those photographs from Harold B. Yudkin with Ansonia. They also have something going on that evening at 4 p.m. So we just found out today. So Christine will also be sharing some of the photos with them as well. So we invite all of you to come on through. And I'm just going to skip backwards. Christine could not make it today, but she wanted to give a quick time capsule update, if that's okay.
Yeah, we'll allow that flexibility.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to read it off here verbatim.
But only because you're our favorite librarian who's here. Thank you.
So time capsule update. The items retrieved from the time capsule buried in 1975 at this point are dry, with the exception of the record album. Christine has taken pictures about half of what was retrieved and assigned each of these items an accession number. In order to continue with the process, the Derby Public Library is in need of supplies. She has attached a list here of the items that are needed. And once they are completely photographed and the numbers are assigned, we can then decide when the items can go on display. So that is what she has submitted. I also have an attachment here of some additional items she needs from Gaylord. We do have obviously an account with them, but we can have that discussion offline.
Okay. Thank if you, you can email that to me, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Did she email it? I didn't see it.
She might have, but I'll email it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so thank you very much for that. Next is our all class reunion / block party on August 30th, which is on the other side of the concert schedule. So, if Melanie and Margaret want to give an update on that, please.
August 30th, we'll have our block party at 7 to 11. The Elks Club will be
Six to
selling.
11.
It's 6 to 11 now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yep.
6 to 11, Elks will be selling steak sandwiches and something else. Fuego will be selling their food. We have contracted AG3 Band, which is Junior Palmieri's band. We also have Dad's Cannoli Truck for dessert and Valley Jim's Ice Cream Truck for dessert.
This location.
And it will be on Elizabeth Street. The street will be blocked off. The band will be on Elizabeth Street, not on the green. And anything else?
Nope.
That's it.
All right, sounds good. Yep, so that should be a fun night. And the Elks are going to put out some tables and chairs, but we're asking everybody to bring chairs to accommodate. So
Oh.
it's and just to go back to the, I mean, so for the concerts and for this all class reunion, we have set up Facebook events on there. They're on the website as well. So, you know, if you know, please share them through your network of people. So we have already been doing that, but they're out there. So each one is set up to do that. Okay, 9/11. Does anybody have any questions on that? No. Okay. So 9/11 memorial service will be held on Thursday, September 11th, on the Derby Green at 6 p.m. And that is being coordinated by the Derby Fire Department. So when we get more information on that, we will send it out. Next is the Taste of Derby, at Worcester. Well, I'm going to let Amy give the update on some adjustments that we have for that. Just put on the mic, please. Thank you.
So the Taste of Derby and the old Derby pub crawl were originally on the same date, which was very busy for everyone involved. So we decided to break them out. So the Taste of Derby will now be on November 22nd, which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And we've decided to ask the community, instead of paying a fee to get in, that they bring a non-perishable item for the community, or a winter hat, coat, mittens, something that we can also in turn give back to the community. I've contacted a number of places about receiving the food after the collection, and so I'm just waiting to narrow that down. And we have a question out to Dr. Conway to ask if Derby Public Schools would like to take the first pass at the collection of winter items that are collected. And so either way, we will give them back to the community in one way or another. But we will go back around to all of the restaurants and re-invite them to the new date. And it'll be from 1 to 4 at the high school on the 22nd, before Thanksgiving. So that's the update on that one.
Great. Thank you so much. Are you going to give the pub crawl
I
update?
sure can.
There you go.
All right, Old Derby Pub Crawl. This is still on September 20th, from 4 to 7 p.m. The bus has been secured. Tickets are on sale. There is a link. I believe that's through, it's up on the events page. You can purchase a ticket and fill out a form. You'll get a t-shirt and to ride the bus, and you'll stop at a number of the local pubs down here in Derby, and you're free to ride around on the bus and jump to all the different areas. Some of the bars, restaurants have offered to put out a special cocktail, to commemorate the night. They might have some special appetizers. It's all on you for your own purchase. Only the bus, the t-shirt, and the fun is included in the cost. So that is the update on that one.
Thank you. And that one is also all of the events that we have, the details for are updated to the website, and there's Facebook events there. And in this case, you can sign up, register, because you have to register. You could register electronically on the website, and then there's a methods to make payment once you sign up. So thank you for that, Amy. Moving on to the 350th of the Gala Ball, October 17th at the Lodge at THC. So Margaret or Melanie?
Go ahead. Oh, I guess I'm done. Okay, we have everything in place. We're going to be renting a lot of equipment and stuff, which will be ordered probably around the second week of September. The ticket price is $100. That was determined by the board, a couple of us, covering our expenses and all. And I don't know exactly when tickets will be going on sale. Mark, do you have that?
I didn't finish that one yet because I wanted to just get a couple.
Okay. So probably after the block party. We'll say that. So it's at the Lodge. Sue was going to look into trucking. Yeah, having bus transportation to the Lodge in case of parking.
Sure. I worked out, talked to Valley Transit District, and they're favorable to allowing us to have some transportation from the Lodge to probably the grocery store area. That's extra parking across the street. They haven't determined what the fee is. Their next board meeting won't be till September. So I'm on that board, so I will bring it to their attention, and they'll probably vote and decide what, if there will be a fee for that. But they are on call in case we do need them. They were very happy to support the 350th.
So we'll get that updated. And that's extra parking. They can park over there and take the bus over to the Lodge, which may have limited parking depending on how many numbers we have, what our numbers are. I think that's it for right now. We have the DJ. We have a photo booth. The food is by Maddie's. Yes. And I think that's about it.
Tables of 10.
Eight.
Oh, eight. I'm tables sorry. Eight. Sorry.
Yep. And I think that's pretty much an update on it.
Awesome. All right. Great. That's exciting. So lots of fun for the fall here. So historic lantern tours, Derby Historical Society. I don't know if anybody has an update on that. If not, we'll pass on it. They're also doing a tavern night fundraiser that I thought was going to be a 350th event, but I didn't see. We're trying to get some information on that. I don't know. I mean, really, it's their fundraiser, but I thought we were going to be. But that's September 10th, if anybody would like information on that. But I didn't set up an event for the flood presentation because I figured the library, you guys had your own stuff on that. So we just share it. And then with this historical society, this is they're the kind of the lead on that. So we'll figure that out. Okay, Veterans Day ceremony will be 10:30 on the Derby Green on Tuesday, November 11th. Ecumenical service for deceased members of the community. So with the adjustment in the schedule for the Taste of Derby, we're going to do that the same day. So it's a Saturday. So we're going to combine it. So it'll be kind of like, it'll be an excuse to get more people there for the Taste of Derby event. So we'll be coordinating with that and have some members of the Derby Senior Center who are helping with that. And we'll have more. You're going to do it at Derby High, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be at Derby High. It'll be like in the auditorium, that part of it. And then I think the Taste of is going to be in either the cafeteria or the auditorium.
Probably not in the gym, but maybe in that hallway area.
Or the hall, yeah. So it'll be kind of all coordinated and out. And once we get, the details of it, we'll just kind of coordinate it together. So, tree lighting on the Derby Green, the main green will be on day after Thanksgiving at 5 o'clock. I'm going to turn it over to Michelle Lanane for the Academy Hill tree lighting on December 6th. which happens to be the first Saturday in December, in case you're looking at the one below it. So we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so I talked to Kelly from the Derby Historical Society, and she actually had an event planned for the week after. So we're actually going to kind of combine the events. So her event is going to be in the late afternoon, and then it's going to carry over to the Green for the tree lighting.
On what date?
December, Saturday, December 6th.
Oh, still, okay.
Yep. So it's going to be like a combination. They'll do have kids event at the Historical Society, and then it'll just bring it over. We have a couple ideas on how we're going to do that, but we're just trying to finalize everything.
And what is that, their event called?
I'm not 100% sure. I tried looking it up. I couldn't find the exact name.
All right.
But
do you know?
Didn't.
No. Okay, because the 12th night, they have a 12th night, which is like January 6th, like 12
yeah,
days
that,
after.
Yeah, that's
that's a different event.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then once they get, then once we are at the Green, we have Stave and Wassler's, musical entertainment. They're a Christmas marching band, that'll be performing before the tree lighting. And then they'll sing a song for the tree lighting, and then they'll still be there after. And then some of the things that we are thinking of is obviously having Santa, having an area for like a mailbox for letters for Santa. So children could either bring their letters, or we'll have an area set up where they could have letters. And the Historical Society already has those forms, so they could just go and fill it out and then it'll go right in the mailbox. We're gonna have some photo op areas, some hot chocolate. We were talking about having, when we advertise it, have people bring like the lanterns to walk around, like, so it's like colonial times as well. So that is where we stand at this moment with everything.
Great. Okay, so on that day of December 6th was the anniversary of the River Restaurant explosion. So we're going to do something in probably the early part of the afternoon, because I just realized today that it's also the day that the new term starts for the people who get elected in November. So it'll be a busy, busy Saturday. Yep. So we'll do it all on Saturday, just in time to celebrate Pearl Harbor Day on Sunday. So, the next 12th night celebration, that's the Derby Historical Society. It's typically on January 6th. Again, that's their event. Historic plaques, Jack Walsh has been working on those, and more have been installed. Trolley Point installed theirs, so that's up. And there's also two that for the Civil War monument on the Green, and the water, the pump on the Green, the Yudkin water pump, that they have some ideas of how to put those plaques up in a way that they'll be preserved and safe from vandalism. So that should be coming up. So he's updating that on the website. Robin Falcioni is working on that list for the 350 acts of kindness. And she'll make a, she couldn't make it tonight, so she'll make a update in September. We have no new news on Lilac distribution. Most of them have been distributed. So that's going along. But no new information on that. And then the scavenger hunt. Anything? Melanie, sorry.
We're kind of looking at the beginning of next year, just to bring it along.
Yep.
It could be even at the end of the year of May, so that when we bury the time capsule, we can announce the winners for that.
Oh, cool.
But just to keep some activity going.
All right. That'd be great. All right. We'll keep us posted on that after all the other stuff we have going on. All right. 2026 events. You know, still into just the thought stage, but we do kind of have an idea of putting together like once a month winter concert type series at Derby High School, like in you know, starting after the holidays. So as soon as we get more information on that, we will let you know. Other thing. Oh, I think I skipped. Oh, no, I didn't. It's over here. Grace is away. So we'll get update on sponsorships, although they're, you know, they're out there and still moving along. There's still apparel. We haven't gotten the cobblestones yet. Public Works has been busy this summer. So as soon as we get those, we'll advise on that.
Mark, update on that.
Yep.
So I went to Blanchett's to see if they would be able to attach the coin or medallion to the top of the cobblestone, and as well as a pewter plate that says what it is. And they were unable to do that, but they suggested that we perhaps go and see Seccum's monuments. So that's going to be my next stop.
Oh, cool. All right, good.
Yep.
Yeah, to make sure that works.
Yep.
Okay. And then if you want to just, is there anything new on the digitization? I know it's up and running and ready to go there, right? So.
Right. It is up and running. The only thing that we're working on is the change of the URL name, because right now it has the word Ansonia in it. And since we work together with the Ansonia Historic District, they did the first like 20 years worth of, yep. And we did the rest. We're going to modify that to be Lower Naugatuck Valley History Archives or something like that as our URL. So it's more, you know, representative of what it actually is. So that gets us up from our original newspapers that came out in the 1840s that we have, that we were able to digitize, all the way up to the Evening Sentinels of 1931. So obviously there's more to go. So we have to think about ways of how we're going to be able to fund that. It's about $185 a microfilm film reel, and there's about 3 reels per year. So if you'd say it's about $600 a year, and we have about 60 years left, that's about $36,000 that it's going to take to get everything digitized.
That's pretty good. Derby High School math there, buddy. You're good.
Yeah. So, you know, I know we want to do a little bit at a time and get help from other organizations and maybe other towns as well in the Valley. So that's something that we have to do going forward.
Yep. That's our goal, to try to ask the, hopefully if the other towns could put in a modest amount, 5,000 each, that would kind of make it easy. Hopefully that's easy enough ask. And that would, you know, mostly take care of it.
Right. And if we can get people to sponsor a year or half a year or something like that, and that can go towards it as well. So
yeah, maybe everybody take the year you were born.
We already did the 1840s, so time's all set.
I will dust them off for 1841. All right. Thank you. We have publicity and stuff like that that's going on, and always seeking other volunteers if anybody's interested. We did get some inquiry from a company that does time capsules, believe it or not. It was a random thing they must have been searching. So I forwarded that to Barbara DiGennaro, so I know she's doing some research on that. So be an exciting endeavor to kind of get that up and running and make sure that we get what we want in there and preserved in a way that makes sense. And I see Jack Walsh joined us here, and you could see those plaques in the back. So Jack, I don't know, I gave a brief update, but if you want to give a brief update on the plaques.
Yeah, I'll just give you the quick numbers. There are 28 plaques that have already been ordered. I think 25 have already been installed. We have a commitment for 2 more, so we'll be at 30 shortly. But the big thing is going before the Board of Aldermen Thursday night to give an update. And 2 of the plaques that haven't been installed are plaques that go on the Derby Green. One is the original plaque that we had telling the history of the green as a historical asset. And we had some problems with that, so we'll have to mount that differently. And the other one is the plaque that was bought for the Civil War, the War of the Rebellion monument. Originally, we thought we'd put both of these right into the sidewalk, but after looking at it, that really wasn't a good idea. And thanks to Dominic Thomas and Tom Haynes, Tom Haynes has agreed to take the plaque for the Civil War Monument, which also honors Jamie Cohen for raising the $75,000 to restore it, and instead embed it into a rock, which we placed right next to the sidewalk, rather than on the sidewalk, and certainly not on the monument. And we do the same with the other one, but we have to get approval from the Board of Aldermen first. So hopefully that will not be an issue Thursday night, and we'll get that done pretty quickly. But overall, you know, when we started, we said we'd have between 25 and 30, and we do. And I think the good news for the city is that the city only paid for 10 of them. The rest were all purchased privately. The latest one to be installed was at Trolley Point today. I should have put that picture in the background. So I said we've done fairly well, but I could see at least 8 or 9 more that we should get placed. So we'll keep working on it. Got until the end of next year or the middle of next year. So we'll see.
Great. Thank you, Jack. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions, concerns, thoughts, ideas that we haven't discussed? All right. Go ahead. Put your mic on.
Comedy night.
Okay.
For a fundraiser next year.
Yep.
I did one when my husband did Swim Across the Sound, and I raised a couple $1,000s for him. And it was at the time it was at John J. Sullivan's, but it worked out well. So that
sounds good.
Thought.
I'll put it on the list for 2026 stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Tom, you got any good jokes?
Warm up.
There you go. Everybody, come up with your best jokes. All right, good. So if you have other ideas, let me know and I'll add them to the list. And if there is no other business to come before, there's a motion to adjourn at 6:30. And without objection, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Have a great rest of the summer. Jack, thanks.